Blog Talk Radio.
Praise, Lord. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For our scripture today, in honor of Father's Day, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together as we open up. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Or let's say the scripture together. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
On earth.
On earth.
As it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day.
Our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses.
And give us our trespasses.
As we forgive those.
As we forgive those.
Who trespass against us.
Who trespass against us.
And lead us not.
And lead us not.
Into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
For thine is the kingdom.
The power.
The power.
And the glory.
And the glory.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And you can repeat that scripture after us, too. I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
At all times.
At all times.
His praise.
His praise.
Shall continually.
Shall continually.
Be in my
be
mouth.
In my mouth.
My soul.
My soul.
Shall make her
shall
boast.
Make her boast.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
The humble.
The humble.
Shall hear thereof.
Shall hear thereof.
And be glad.
And be glad.
Oh, magnify.
Oh, magnify.
The Lord.
The Lord.
With me.
With me.
And let us,
and let us
exalt his name,
exalt his name to
together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey. Thank you, Lord God. So the Lord reveals himself through his name. Hallelujah. Jehovah is the Hebrew word for existing one. The one true Lord, hallelujah, the God our Father, hallelujah.
Yes.
And so we're going to tell him who he is to us today. Yes. So those of you who are on the line, press your number one key if you just want to just tell God who he is. Just one statement, press your number one key. We'll open up your line, hallelujah, and you could tell the Lord who he is to you on today. Amen. Let's start with Pastor Mom.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I'll just say the Lord is my Father. Hallelujah. My Heavenly Father. Pastor Price, I'm going to open a line for you. There you go, Pastor
the Lord
Price.
The Lord is the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle.
Amen. The Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. Praise God. Amen. Area code 732. I think this is Minister Donna. Hello. Welcome.
Yes. Yes. The Lord is my caring, protecting Father.
Amen. The Lord is our caring, protecting Father. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What we're doing right now is just taking out a moment to say who the Lord is to us. Amen. Anybody else want to say anything? Press your number one key and we'll know that you want to say something about who the Lord is to you. Amen. All right, so we're going to go on and we have a list, and this list is by no means exhaustive. But what we just want to say a few things about who the Lord is to us. Amen. And when you begin to tell God who he is to you, something happens. Amen. He shows up in a great and awesome way. Hallelujah. So repeat these declarations of who he is after me. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord my soul.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord my Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the God who is with us.
You are the God who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God that forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. And while we're saying some things, we're going to go to our declaration. And we're going to declare, hallelujah, we need to declare in the air, hallelujah, who God is, what God is doing, and what we're thanking him for, hallelujah. And Job 22 and verse 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So when we declare a thing, which we're about to do, it's established. It's a done deal. Yeah. Hallelujah. And light will shine upon it. Hallelujah. Just like light, when light shines upon the plants, they grow. So we need the light of the Lord to shine upon it. Amen. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So as we make these declarations, things are going to be established. Light's going to shine up on it, and it's going to stand because it's the word of God. So it's going to stand forever. Amen. So repeat this, these declarations after me. Amen. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body. Every disease, germ,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus. Every organ
and every tissue of my body
functions in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord. Hallelujah. I have no lack.
For my God
meets all my needs according to his glorious riches.
According to his glorious riches
in Christ Jesus.
The Spirit of truth
comes to me,
teaches me
all things.
All things.
And he guides me.
And he guides me.
Into all truth.
Into all truth.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I confess.
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge.
I have perfect knowledge.
Of every situation.
Of every situation.
And every circumstance.
And every circumstance.
And that I come up against.
That I come up against.
For I ask.
For
the wisdom,
of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Light on it, and hallelujah, and it shall stand forever. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Now we're going to have just a little time here of praise and worship today. The song that just really stood out to me is it talks about how awesome our God is. Hallelujah. How he can move mountains. Hallelujah. And he's with us even in the valley. And he keeps us even in the valley. We have a Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I used to like to, I was very happy when I was a child to know that my father, my earthly father, was there and he was protecting me. Amen. And I knew I was taken care of. Glory to God. And so as we listen to this song, just think of our Heavenly Father and how awesome he is and how whatever mountains in our life, he'll move them. Hallelujah. Whatever valley we could be in, he'll keep us in that valley and take care of us, even through the valley. Praise God.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
His
strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever.
Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Of the whole world.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say,
awesome.
Come on and say awesome.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
our God. He's awesome. Glory to God. He is so awesome. Amen. I just think about him even more and more, how awesome he is. And he is so awesome that he chose our earthly father. Amen. He chose who we were supposed to be born through. Amen. And he never makes a mistake. Glory to God. He is so awesome. Amen. And when we think about that, or when I think about it, it just brings peace all in my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So now we're going to go on to our giving portion of our service today. You know, we pray a prayer over our finances. I'm telling you, I've seen some changes. Amen. I've seen some increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I pray that you have seen increase too. I was talking to, a friend of mine was doing a broadcast on Thursday, and he said him and his family, I mean, they've been going through for years. Now, all of a sudden, during this pandemic, they have money that they haven't had in a long time. So, I mean, that's a case in point of what we were talking about last week, saying that even during this pandemic, God is blessing his people. And we just got to make sure that we're in that as the waters are being stirred up for blessings, as the waters flowing for blessings, hallelujah, that we can be in it, not just to get blessed ourselves, so we can be blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is the time to give. And it's the time to receive, even at the same time. Hallelujah. And according to the Bible, whatever we give, we're going to get back more. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's an overflow. Hallelujah. So make sure that you're in the overflow. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're giving. Amen. Giving to the church that God has planted you in, ministries that have been blessing you, it cast your bread upon many waters, because God truly, truly, truly wants to bless you, even for such a time as this. Amen. So there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And we're also known as ESLCCC, which are the first letters of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a cash app that is, our cash app is $ESLCCC, and you can send it through that, which a lot of people have been doing. God bless you. God bless you. And then there are ones who come to our door, the ones who are in the building. Our church service is usually in the chapel of the building, the senior apartment building that Pastor Mom and I live in. And so people come to our door, 2E, with the envelope, slide it under the door or knock on the door. That's been done this morning, so we praise God for that. If you have an offering, you can bring it to 2E. Otherwise, the third way is to mail it and make the check payable to ESLCCC and send it to us at ESLCCC, Attention Pastor McCoy, at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. All that rhymes. ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's pray our prayer over finances. Now, how do you spell McCoy? McCoy is M-C-C-O-Y, like the real McCoy. Hallelujah. Someone just texted me and asked me that. So let's pray over our finances. Amen. And just repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them
for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how
it's to be given out.
I pray
that I will
learn
to live free
of debt,
where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration
and give me guidance.
Show me
how I can help
increase
my finances
and not decrease them.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it.
May I always be paid
well
for the work I do.
And may my
money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or
wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek your kingdom
first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Well, we just thank and praise God right now. My phone is just buzzing. People are sending their offerings.
And so we just thank God for you right now. Those of you who are even just writing out checks right now and are about to send them or preparing to do your Cash App to $ESLCCC, we want to pray with you right now. Hallelujah. We believe that God is blessing. We believe that there is a wealth transfer that's going on right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is transferring money over to you and doing exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you, Lord God, for those tithers. You said that if we were to try you on this and to give 10%, that hallelujah, that you would open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that is too much for us to receive, and you would even rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go back and say, you said you would pour out blessings. Hallelujah. We thank you for all of those blessings that you're pouring out to the tithers right now in Jesus' name. And then you said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We thank you for the overflow of tithes. We thank you for the overflow of offerings. We thank you, Lord God, that we're cheerful givers because we know what's on the other side of giving. Hallelujah. There's overflow on the other side of giving. So we are just as cheerful as we can be. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, we stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, where you say that you would bless us a thousandfold, make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us, as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky. And we give you glory for it now in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, 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 hallelujah. And now we're going to get to our speaker. Let me tell you the Cash App again. I just got a text. Our Cash App is $ESL, which stands for East St. Louis, CCC, Christian Center Church. So it's $ESLCCC. Amen, amen. Now let's get to our speaker today. Praise God, praise God. Our speaker is a father. He's a wise father. Praise God, praise God. And I've known him for many years, and I've known him to be a man of God, a man of love, a man of respect. Hallelujah. He has 8 children. He's going to talk about that. Now, first, what we're going to do is to play a recording that he did 3 years ago for God in the Midst for our radio broadcast. And then we're going to have him to come on and, to say some things about what he said 3 years ago or whatever he wants to add by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, that broadcast was done, like I said, on Get 'Em Radio. We're not going to play the whole thing, but if you want to go back and listen to those archives, all you have to do is Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and you could put Wise Father, or you could even say Joe Price, and then Pastor Joe Price, and that will come up on Google. Amen. And you can hear the whole thing. But right now we're going to play just a little clip of what he talked about. I'm starting this clip kind of in the middle. He had been talking about how to discipline teenagers. Amen. And I mean, God uses him. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my brother-in-law, Pastor Joe Price.
Don't forget to pray.
Amen.
Each and every day. Pray, ask God. Amen. They help you. Get your strength to carry you on from day to day.
Yes.
You got your mom and your dad. If they tell you something, take advice from them. For them, they're not going to tell you nothing wrong.
Right. They love you.
They love you too much.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want anything to happen to you.
Yes.
They want you to be loving at all times.
Yes.
If you see someone of the same age, treat them as they say same age.
Yes.
Respect them as the same age.
Right.
Respect them as they go on.
Right.
If you can help them, you help them. They got some a bad or something, a gross or something.
Mm-hmm.
What you have? You see them sometimes that they kind of trying to get out the car. Hey, open the door for them. Mm-hmm. Help them out the car.
Okay.
I help them in.
Yes.
God, I bless you.
Amen.
God always to be with you. Remember this. Love each and everybody.
Yes.
Not that somebody, because of their look. No. He does not do that.
Mm-hmm.
God don't want us to do that. God is love.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day.
You can't never miss a day that God don't love you.
Amen.
And,
hallelujah.
And be glad to get on your knees sometimes and pray and ask God for things. And God will give it to you.
That's right.
And once you ask God for that, believe in your heart that you receive them.
Yes.
You don't have to wait till tomorrow. I give it to you then.
Mm-hmm.
But Amen. Just keep it in your heart.
Yes.
And know that God loves you.
Yes.
And that's the way we're supposed Amen. To love him.
Amen. Amen.
Every day.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So let's back up a little bit
mm-hmm.
and tell everybody, you've been talking about your children, talking about how you raise the children, and everything, and I mean, I can just really attest to the fact that the children of yours that I've been around, they have been raised right. Amen. And God has done great things through your children. And so tell everybody how many children you have. You, yes, how many children have you fathered?
Eight.
Okay. And right now the youngest one is
20.
Is 20. And the oldest one
56.
Is 56. Hallelujah. And so now I just want to say to the listeners, you are hearing from a man who has been a father for 56 years. So he knows a little something, something. You know, 8 children, 56 years. Hallelujah. So this is a man that, you know, you want to listen to. So I wanted to ask you about, you were saying the punishment and everything, and I want to go back to spanking. We had a lively conversation about spanking the other day. So how do you look at the age group of spanking children?
The age group, I think you stop spanking after that about, I was thinking around about, nine to 10 years thinking. You stop thinking there around that. And
stop
most
think about 9 or 10.
Yeah, about 9 or 10. You know, spank it. You don't whoop them anything. I just you spank them and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
To kids.
Okay.
You talk to them first.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, because each kid older is different.
Right.
You can't treat them all the same way.
Yeah.
Because they all is different.
Yeah, because some you can spank and that makes a difference.
Yeah,
You can just talk to them.
You talk to them. But a lot of times, the one that you can't spank, when you get a certain age,
mm-hmm.
you sit down and you talk to them. But the thing about it, you got to talk to them more than that you do the others.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them think when they get a certain age, you're not supposed to spank them no way.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to them. That's where you get the most important understanding when you sit down and talk to them instead of spanking.
Because
when you start spanking them, most of the time, they get stubborn. You don't want them to get stubborn.
Right.
Because it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not no good for their soul.
Right.
And then you're supposed to, each individual is different.
Yes.
If it's 12 years old, mm-hmm. 15 years old, on up when they get grown. But still, they grown, your kids, you still talk to them.
Still talk to
them. That's right. You still have to talk to them.
Amen. Now, and then you were telling me with the teenagers, you give them more of a punishment. And as you were talking about that punishment, go to your room. Now, these days, when kids go to their room, they got the games, the Wii game in the room with them. They got the phone. You can go all over the world on the phone and the internet. So, and I know, you know, your children grew up before the internet got really big. You know, your last child is 20 years old, so she was in the internet, you know, in that area. But the older kids, they weren't, you know, there. So when you send them to the room, and say go into the room by yourself about 3 hours or something like that.
No, that's no good.
What's no good?
That's keeping them in that 3 hours.
Okay. But you keep them in there for a couple hours or something?
Yeah, right. About a couple hours.
Okay. So that means no TV, no internet, no phone in the room.
Right.
Okay. Is they just sitting there by themselves?
They're in there by themselves. When they time up, they come out. You let them out.
Okay. Okay. Now, these days, that's a big punishment.
Right.
To get the kids off the internet,
right.
Off the TV,
mm-hmm.
off the phone for 2 hours, no texting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
Now, how did you... I know that, you know, in the punishment, whether timeout punishment, they call it, or whether spanking, did anybody ever come back at you and say something?
Not really. Not really with the spanking, no.
Okay. Okay, let me tell our audience that we are in a room. It's not just me and Pastor Joe in the room, we have a sort of a peanut gallery. I could have called him something better than that. But in the room with us, so you may hear some things in the background, is Pastor Helen Price, Pastor Joe's wife, and also his daughter. Joy is in the room right this moment, but Amber is here, so she may come in and out. And then we have Pastor Mom, who is listening, and sometimes they're laughing in the background. So we have an audience. We won't call you the peanut gallery. So now what else I was thinking about is when you said that if they don't abide by the rules, then you give them a certain amount of time to go.
Right.
Okay. Did you ever, you don't have to name any names, did you ever do that with anybody?
I never had to do it.
You never had to do it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Because they obeyed.
They obeyed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, we see some faces in this room right now. the obedient ones in the room. Hallelujah. Amen. Just obeying their father and honoring their father. And I do, like I said, his children that I have been around and close to are very, they honor older people, because these days kids will call you by your first name and they'll be about 10 years old. And I think I'm old enough to have a handle. You know, if you don't call me Apostle Kizzy, I should be Miss Barbara or something. You know, a 10-year-old should not be calling me Barbara. You know,
right.
And
right.
Your children are very respectful, and I thank God for that. Respectful and godly women.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now we were talking the other day, and you were talking about telling the truth. Telling the truth, and that you can look at one of your children, you could tell if they're lying.
Yes, I can tell.
So let's talk about that for a minute. You can tell when your kids are lying.
Yeah, I can tell.
How can you tell when?
I can tell the expression on their face.
Okay.
When they're lying, right? Because they cannot look you right in the eye. They hold their head down or turn it to one side.
Okay.
Then you know that they're lying.
Okay. And then how do you react when you know that they're lying? They looking at your shoes.
Yeah, they
you know, or looking to the side.
Looking up, they ain't paying no attention to what you're saying.
Right, right.
So when I talk to them, I want them to get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just talk to them just to be hearing my own just talk.
Right, yes, sir. So do you say something to them? Do you, you know, confront them in any ways? Like, look me in the eye, or what do you do?
Now, afterward, I would tell them. The other night, yeah, I said, when we talked, I know that you were lying by the expression on your face.
Okay.
When we were sitting down talking.
Okay.
I don't tell them then.
Mm-hmm.
But after.
Oh, you see how far they'll go.
Yeah, I see how far. And then I talk to them. I always give them a day or 2 days. Then
okay.
I always confront them about what they did.
Okay. But you give has anybody that you gave a couple of 2 or 3 days, let me go back. Well, mm-hmm. You apparently you have seen your children telling you a lie.
Oh, yes.
And you gave them a couple of two or three days,
right.
Has anybody ever come back and said, well, Daddy, I didn't tell you the truth?
Some of them didn't.
Some of them did.
Yeah.
Okay. Joy's over here snickering in the corner.
But I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I could tell that they didn't die already. That's why I confront them later on.
Okay.
Because I know that they had lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like one of my kids one day. Oh, my son, he had a car that he had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, somebody said somebody stole the car.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Somebody had stole the car and hit it, you know. And I found out one of his brothers got angry at him about something.
Mm-hmm.
And told it on him that he had hit a car and raped the car. My son had raped the car, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He got angry. He was about a year. I kept on telling his son.
About a year?
Yeah, about a year later, he got angry at my whatever he had did. He so he told me. He told me. I heard him in there. I'm going to tell Daddy. I'm going to tell Daddy you raped that car.
They were talking among themselves.
Yeah, among themselves, but I heard it. And then I got on both of them because they didn't tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one time I didn't know because, you know, they drove the car. I thought maybe somebody did hit it
because
they didn't want, they were learning, also learning how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
But when he told me that,
I
didn't let him drive that car no more. I got rid of that car.
Okay. But you let him drive later.
Yeah, I let him roll later.
Now, I didn't say this before. How many boys do you have and how many girls out of the 8 children?
Okay, I have 5 boys.
5 boys.
And 3 girls.
3, okay. And the girls really, 2 of the girls came later.
Yes.
Amen. But you had the 5 boys and a girl. The girl, she was the youngest. Was she the youngest?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right then. And how do you find the difference between girls and boys with the, you know, with disciplining and how they'll do things?
Well, girls, they does it look better than boys.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time that the girls sometimes don't tell on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't tell on each other. But on down, only when they get angry and don't get their way, that's when they spill on each other.
Okay.
I mean, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way they do things.
And they just going through just giggling in the background. Lord have mercy. So let's talk about curfew. You kind of mentioned that a little bit when you talking about the rules of the house and everything. What kind of curfew did you give to your children?
The curfew that they had to be in about 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
School days, the weekdays, when they go to school, they have to be in the house at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
They can't be out beyond 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock, if you're ringing that doorbell, or be opening that door coming in the house.
Because
if they do, I would punish them. I call it punishing.
Mm-hmm.
That means they can't go out in a couple of days. You know, late.
Yeah.
You got to come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they did it pretty much, huh?
Oh, they always did come in.
Okay.
When that time comes, they were not there.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about talking back to your parents.
That is a no-no.
And some don't even talk back, but they make a face.
Make a face, I'll be mumbling.
Or you know, like that.
Yeah. That means that they're getting their ass off them. When they're born, like that.
Right, right. So that's a no-no. You tell them what you tell them. I heard that.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes I don't tell them right then.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day, I tell them, don't you know what you said? I did. The little mama that you did.
Amen. Amen. We praise God.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Well, we praise God for Pastor Joe. Hallelujah for that wisdom of raising children. And now we're going to put him on the line. I see there's two phones. Is this the right one, Pastor Price? Okay. Let me try the other line then. Okay,
hello?
Pastor Joe?
Yes.
Okay, I was opening the other one.
Hello, hello?
Is Pastor Joe on this line or the other one?
This one.
Oh, okay, good,
yes.
Good. Now, hello, Pastor Joe, welcome.
Okay, thank you. So how you been doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear you again to talk about the children and say make sure you pray every day,
right.
Each and every day. Hallelujah.
Right.
And talking about the love and all of that. Is there anything you want to add to that after 3 years?
Well, since they got a little larger, and so I don't have to do that now, you know.
Yeah, everybody grown now.
Yeah, right. Because right now they, you know, they are grown and that they're the material a lot better, you know, that I don't have to say that. They always, now that they always would come to me, you know, so they know that daddy don't like certain things. They can just look at it and tell. And so after they do that, I have no problem with them. They're lovely and sweet.
Hey, they're lovely and sweet. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. And I know you're still praying for them.
Oh, yeah. Each and every day. Every time.
Amen.
Yeah. I always keep them in prayer. Always.
Yes. Amen, amen. Now, I wanted to ask you a question, and hopefully this is a nice and easy question to answer. What are some of the lessons that you can recall that you learned from your father, your earthly father?
But me, sometimes I got a few spanking, you understand? And that's what I learned from, and I said, no, when I get older, I said, I'm not going to, you know, do my kids, you know, that way, the way that he punished me on certain things. And so I relaxed a little bit before I said anything to him. I don't talk to him when I'm angry. I make sure that I feel good on the inside. Then I talk to him maybe about a day later. But sometimes they think I'd be the forgot.
Right.
But I always remember. But I always would tell them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay. So I see now that you, a lot of times you don't discipline right then and there because you could be too angry on the inside yourself. So you give yourself a moment to cool off before, because you might say some words that
right.
They shouldn't. You know, hear those kind of words.
Right. Nah, right.
Yeah. It's, yeah, because
right.
Words are very important.
Right. They'll stick with you a long time. See, that word one, it just said the wrong thing. It always hurts. It hurts a long, long time. Sometimes forever. There's certain amount of time that you go back and think about that word and what you said.
Yeah.
And that person.
Yeah.
And that person don't forget it either. The person don't forget it. And what you
right.
Say is years and years.
Yeah.
That'll be but one thing you do about that, so you pray and ask God to forgive you for what you said and did at that time. And God will forgive you. But meanwhile, you don't say that anymore to them. Because if you did, that you didn't mean that or what you said. If you go back and say it again.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, I know you know the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. So is there anything else that you wanted to say? We sure appreciate you coming and being on with us today.
Thank you. Now I think that's about it today.
Okay. Well, praise God. We just thank God for you. I'll tell you what we want you to do is to we don't know who's going to listen to this in the future. And so we'd like for you to pray for the fathers. You know, pray for those fathers that may be struggling to be fathers, those who have fathers of children that are young and grown. You know, pray. Let's leave a prayer on this recording, on this podcast for fathers. Okay?
Okay. Okay, but listen, right now, I don't have the spirit within me to say what I really want to say.
Okay.
Because I hadn't, you know, prayed about it, you know.
Before now. Okay.
You pray about it and ask God, you know, whatever it is on the inside of you, to hear you. To say the right thing. And so I don't want to say anything unless I know it's the right thing that comes from God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we believe that God's going to talk to the fathers and give them encouragement, you know, to be good fathers, hallelujah, and to help to keep them strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So thank you so much, Pastor Joe, for coming on with us today. And you just have a wonderful, blessed Father's Day.
All right. And glad to be with you all today.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just had a blessed time there with Pastor Joe and and, you know, he's a man of God, whatever he's going to say, he don't say it out of his own spirit. He says it out of the spirit of God. And we love that. We love that. Hallelujah. And we love him. And we thank God that he's been a good father to his children. Amen. And to many others who have just come over and just sat at his feet and just to hear him. Amen. So before we go on any further, we just want to give people a chance if they wanted to say anything, make any comments. I'm going to start with Pastor Mom. Anyone else have any comments to just encourage the man of God, the father, hallelujah, who's been a good father to his children, and anything else that you'd like to say on this Father's Day. Amen. So we'll give you an opportunity. You can press your number one key and we'll open up your line. Now, right now, Pastor Price, your number ending in 23, we have your light on saying that you want to say something. So I can open that up after Pastor Mom. If not, press your number one key again. And then we'll take you out of that queue. So anyone else, if you'd like to say anything in words of encouragement or anything about Father's Day, you can even talk about your father. Amen. Here you go, Pastor Mom.
Yeah, I always would like to hear Pastor Joe talk to the children when I would be around. He'd always tell them the right thing to do. And I always would listen to him and go back and listen to my children and tell them what to do. And I thank the Lord for Pastor Joe because he would always do the right way for his children.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor
Mom.
Yeah,
thank you very much. And I really appreciate that.
Now, you're welcome.
Amen. know, we sure do appreciate you, Pastor Joe. Hallelujah. And just love to spend time around you. Because you know a little bit about everything. And sometimes I'd be like, what? Really? And that time you told me, yeah, there's black popcorn. I said, get out of here. I looked it up and there was black popcorn. So God has had you in different places at different times. And like I said, you know a lot about a lot of things. Amen. Amen.
Always, wherever you go or what you do, always be right and do right.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And treat people like you want to be treated.
Treat people like you want to be treated. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Joe. I'm going to put you on mute. Okay. Pastor Price, did you want to say anything?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. I want to say happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that are online. And I just thank God for Pastor Joe this morning, for him, the pastors that you played for him. That was a great, great selection. And I just thank God for him being one of the best dads on the planet, for his children and for our children. I'm going to go to my dad in a few minutes, but I want to, because you were interviewing Joe today, one of the things that with Joe is that he reminds me a lot of mom, too, because they want to make sure that they're going to say the right thing at the right time, at all times, not just say anything off the top of their head, even where prayer is concerned. I've gone through this with Joe for many years. I'll say, Joe, come on, just pray, you know. Well, he said, I got to feel it, Helen. I got to let the Lord lead me. And I'd rather him do that than just to do something off the top of his head, you know.
Amen.
I often think about how when I got with Joe, and Joe would say that he talked about how he used to plow in the field, and he talks about you never put a fast mule with two fast mules together because they'll just run off. You never put two slow mules together, you won't get the work done. But if you can put a fast mule and a slow mule together, the fast mule will cause the slow mule to speed up, and the slow mule will cause the fast mule to slow down. And so we would like ones that would have different kinds of personalities. I'm kind of fast on some things I might do. He might be a little bit more conservative and slow about what he may do, but it gave us a good pace to go forward in raising those eight children. And now we have eight children and 29 grandchildren and 21 great-grandchildren. And so I give glory to God for Joe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I also want to say that and he's a man of great conviction. When like he said, he wasn't, even though he's really kind and very nice, and he wouldn't say anything, he's not going to say anything out of the way, but he'll say it sweetly and go on. I remember I love to eat. Well, I eat eggs, you know, but I like the eggs the way my mother fixed them when I came up. They're very soft. They're soft eggs, and even I can eat over, you know, sunny side up eggs where the yolk would be running. But mainly, mom would fix it with soft eggs. So when after we had gotten married and we came to mom's house, and I remember that when I used to fix him eggs, he didn't want eggs like that. He always eats his eggs very hard, very hard. And so I said, so when we got to mama's, I said, I'm going to see what he's going to do. I'm going to see if he's going to say anything. Is he gonna, when mama put those soft eggs, and is he going to go and eat those soft eggs? So mama, we were all at the table together, including daddy. All of us were at the table at eating breakfast that morning when we had visited from Los Angeles, and mama put those soft eggs on his plate. And he looked up at me, and he looked at me, he said, now you know how I don't eat soft eggs like this. I just wanted to see he was going to say something, you know. And so what we do when we're in services, there are times that we might want to call on him to do certain things, and he, unless he knows for sure what he's going to speak, he won't do that either. So he's a man of great conviction. I thank God for him. And then being a faithful man, I was thanking God that out of all the years that we've been together, over 40-some years, and we raised a blended family. As you know, I had Don before we married, and then he had five, I had one. And I helped raise his five, he helped raise my one. And then we had two together, which would be Joy and Amber. In the midst of all of that, I watched him where my son was concerned, my natural son was concerned, Don, and I saw that he never, ever treated him differently. And, in fact, Don is more like him, to me, so much like him, and Don loves him. I mean, they just talk, and one of the things I love when all of them are in the same place together, they're not even far apart as far as sitting. The grandchildren, the grandsons, all of me, grandsons, granddaughters, all sit up under Joe. And then all of them sit there and talk with him, you know, with him. And Donald just calls sometimes just to talk to him, just to talk to Pops, as they say. They call him Pops. So I thank God for Joe, and I thank God for you, Joe. I know I'm in one room and he's in another room so that our speakers won't clash on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for him. And I see the honor. I say this. I see the honor that they give to him. I watch the care and the love that even my two daughters do while he's here. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Right, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. Amber came in and said, "Dad, are you hungry?" Now I think about maybe about 12 or 1. Joy had come in. "Dad, are you hungry?" Because he only eats little amounts at a time. Joy had given him a little something. But about 4 o'clock this morning, Amber came in and said, "Dad, are you hungry?" And so he said, "Yeah, well, you know," because sometimes his stomach will just growl. It will growl. She went in and fixed him something to eat. He went on and laid back down and was able to go on until this morning. Then they got up and fixed him a very nice big breakfast, biscuits and sausage and egg, and just got him a beautiful breakfast. Ooh. This morning. And I said, I watched them. I watch how they honor him. I literally watch how they tend to him, how they honor him, how they care for him. And I praise God for that. That's a blessing. And then they like to sit down and play games with him. And they'll sit down and play games with their dad and just really have a time, you know, while we're in the living room, especially during the shelter and end time. They'll just sit down and play games, and I just really enjoy it. And I marvel at to see the goodness, not just from Joy and Amber, but from every single one of our children. I watch with our oldest daughter, Lisa, who turns 50 in August, and I watch with her.
Goodness.
How she calls and checks. Yeah, Lisa will be 50 this in August, and I watch how Lisa, our oldest son, Rodney, will be 60 in September. We have our oldest son turns 60 in September. Our next child, our oldest granddaughter, turns 40 in August. Lisa turns 50, so now we have, through the goodness and grace of God, we have five children, I believe, now in their 50s, will be in their 50s, because Lisa's 50, Don's 51, little Joe is 50, Vincent is 54, little Joe 55, and Anthony 59, and then Rodney, the oldest son, is 60 years old this year in September. So we have one in the 60s, now five, and then the other ones are younger. So I thank God for keeping our children, but I thank God so much for them having a dad that they can talk to. And it was evidenced last year. I'm almost getting through because I want to get to my dad real quick. I was evidenced with last year when Joe celebrated his 80th birthday, how people came from near and far all over the country. And the man, one of the men that was there, the man that was tending to the building, he's not seen anything like this. He said, he marveled at the tributes and the things that were paid to Joe. So I thank God for him. And I salute him and honor him because, and many times he's been like that knight in shining armor. I mean, when a dog was at me, he said, "Don't you run from that dog. Don't you be scared of that dog." He pulled up his pants. And I mean, even though that dog was barking like it was going to just eat somebody up, it did mm-hmm. bother him. So I just thank God for him. And then as far as working and being a provider, he's been one who has worked all the time while he could work and provide, and has always been, I've got to make sure I'm taking care of my family, making yes. sure that I'm doing where my family is concerned. So now I want to go back to my earthly dad. One of the things that I love about God is that God has never required us to honor our fathers for their performance, but for their position. But I can also
good.
Say I honor my dad.
That's
not
a good
only
statement
for,
right there.
Yeah, I honor our father. I honor our me and you have the same daddy. So when I honor daddy for our daddy for not just his position, but for his performance, because we never went without. And like you said, it was always a safety. It was a blessing. It was a blessing to have a dad like our dad. It was a blessing to have a stable force in there. And that what taught us to keep things clean and to do your work and be the best. And just like with you, I listened to you give the tribute the other night. I can remember as a little girl, he would sit with the lamp by the bed, and he would teach me how to read. He taught me my ABCs. He taught me how to read. He would teach me how to write. And I marveled at this because at that time, I don't know how far Dad had gone in school, but he hadn't gone very far. But what he knew, he taught us. So that by the time I got to school, they thought I was some kind of little wonder there. You know, they even said I was a genius. A genius. Why? Because I had a dad that would sit by the bed and would teach me what he knew. And then Pastor Mom and Dad would get us all kinds of encyclopedias and books to read, whether they be encyclopedias, comic books. Before people were talking about all of these Marvel comics, we were reading boxes full, huge, giant boxes full of comic books and other books. I came to love reading. I mean, love reading. Because of a dad and mom that made sure that they kept us in you know, with reading and everything. And then I thank God for the strength that he gave Dad, for the strength of being able to be a man of strength. You know, when you do have a chance, when we had chances and times that we would sit down and talk to Dad, I love to talk to him and love to hear his input on different things. One of the things I can say this, it might not be maybe copacetic for somebody else for me to tell it, but when I was about 20 years old, I went into a store. I had $20 in my pocket. And I went into the store, Grant store, and I went in there and I was going to get me some earrings, but I decided, made the decision now. I wasn't 20. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was 17 years old. And I made the decision to put, I think it was a 50-cent pair of earrings into my pocket. And I put those earrings in my pocket. I had $20. And $20 was a lot of money. You could buy a whole week's worth of grocery back then for $20. Why I made that decision to put that in my pocket, I don't understand it. But I did it. And I was arrested. I was arrested by a friend of the family, a policeman who was even a friend of the family. But he had to go on and take me down there to the police station. So when I got down to the police station, they set me in the open waiting room. It was an open room that was there. But then while I was sitting there, they had called the family and I didn't know who was going to come down, but I thought maybe Dad was going to come down. And so I'm sitting there in that open area. In the police station, in the offices, you know, the parts there. And then there were ones that were talking bad to me. They were saying, you ain't nothing but a so-and-so. They said the thief word. And my dad walked in the room. Daddy walked in that room. He said, don't you say another word to her. And I looked up and got by my daddy. And he walked me out of there. They didn't charge me with anything. He walked me out of there, and for 50 cents, now earrings. And he walked me out of there. And then I thought, oh no, I'm gonna get it now. He's gonna really get on me. But he never did say a word to me. Mm. He didn't fuss at me all the way home. He didn't fuss at me, and never did, as far as I ever know, mention it again.
Wow.
So I just thank God for him, because I've seen the strength of what, you know, what he has done, and then also being that wonderful provider, and to make sure that we were safe, even if it meant nailing the windows shut. He put air conditioning in the house and nailed the windows shut so nobody could be able to come in and out on us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that, and thank God for all. And then when I was hearing you the other night about the strength of Dad, they said that Dad was somebody said he was born with a veil over their face. I don't know what that means, but they said that. And I heard the story about what he used to do with people that would bring them. And one of the things I also understood about Dad was that Dad has a prophetic hand upon his life. Dad actually is, to me, is one of the prophets. I didn't know how he could know things about us and know what we were going to do in advance, except he has some insider information.
Mm-hmm.
How, as a younger child, I wondered, how could he have this kind of inside information? How could he know things that I know nobody could have told him? But I didn't understand about the prophetic realm at that time. And then also where each one of us in the family has still had that anointing on us like he does, the Lord would allow him to feel people's pains. The Lord would give him a word of knowledge that he would feel when somebody's hurting. He used to say, I just hate to go around older people because they hurt so bad and I can feel their pain. And each one of us, including my children and ones that as they grew up, each one of us begin to walk in that same anointing where God would give us a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom. We know now how to pray for people and intercede for people, but God will allow us to feel when somebody's hurting. My daughter's head was hurting this morning just for her, and she walked in my room, and I said, okay, you know, I began to pray for her because immediately I knew that wasn't mine. So I just wanted to say with my dad, and I thank God for him. I honor him not only for his position as my dad, but as also I honor him for his performance as we came up. And I'm going to stop, Apostle, because I want to say this. I also thank God for all of my children, my sons. They're great. Every single one of them are awesome dads. Every single one of my sons,
hallelujah,
through the goodness and grace of God, they are awesome dads who love their children and do the best that they can for their children and for their wives. And then also I thank God for all my grandsons, because I've got some awesome grandsons who have come along. Awesome brothers. I thank God and say happy Father's Day to all of my brothers and brothers-in-law, awesome brothers-in-law, and every one of my nieces and nephews and all of our family. I just want to say happy Father's Day, and I give glory to God. So I just wanted to be able to do that. I didn't do it the other night, but I was able to today to be able to really salute and honor not only my earthly dad, my dad, but also Joe, and I also salute our kind Heavenly Father, because there is nobody like him.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for our daddy God, and I give glory. So, Apostle, I turn it back over to you. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Mom, you want to say something?
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all, everybody, and to Professor Joe.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So before we close today, we want to make sure that that God is your Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. That you're in a relationship with the Lord. And, you know, maybe your thoughts right now are, yeah, I've been in church all my life. I know I'm saved. My grandmother, my mother, my grandfather was a pastor. But what God looks at is your relationship with him. And he doesn't have any stepchildren. He doesn't have any grandchildren. He has children. Amen. And so he wants to be your father. So if you're not sure that there was a point in time where you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your perfect time on Father's Day to make God your Father. You know, the scripture says, Our Father who art in heaven. Make sure that you're included with the Our, you know, Our Father. Amen. So he did everything that he could so that we could be saved, that we could be born again, that we could be his sons and daughters. So we look at John 3:16, and if you know that scripture, you can say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So he gave us that scripture, and actually Jesus said that scripture because he wanted us to know for sure that God did give his only begotten Son, and we just have to make a choice to receive the love that he has for us, because he loves us like a father, yet greater than an earthly father. Hallelujah. And then in Romans 10 and verse 9, you can say that with me if you know it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So our salvation is based on even the grace of God, the mercy of God. Hallelujah. And we need a heart and we need a mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A heart to make a decision to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Because once we receive Jesus, God becomes our Father. Hallelujah. So with our heart, we make that decision deep in our heart. And then with our mouth, we speak it out. Hallelujah. We say a prayer to receive him as our Lord and Savior, to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So right now, just take this moment in time, which is the greatest moment of your life. If you've never prayed this prayer before, this is your moment. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
And God raised you
from the dead.
I ask you
to forgive me
of all my
sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
And be my Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, it was a simple prayer. It was a short prayer, but it was a prayer that like none other. Hallelujah. And it's a prayer that has eternal value, that has just translated you from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. You are born again. You are saved. God is your Father. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for bringing them to a church where they can get to know you. Hallelujah. Through your word, through the word of God, and through other people who are around them who have a testimony of your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise and we give you glory. Strengthen them right now in Jesus' name. Fill them with your Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for it now, Lord God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank and praise God for you. If you said that prayer with us and you've said it before, you were just merely getting ready. You were just merely practicing for someone to come to you and say, "What must I do to be saved?" And now you know how to pray for them. Hallelujah. Those scriptures that we mentioned, John 3:16 and Romans 10:9, get to know those scriptures up close and personal, because in this day and age, so many people are passing away. Oh, my goodness. People are just passing away. God is bringing them home quickly, and we want to make sure that they go home to be with the Lord and not into eternal damnation. So be ready to pray that prayer of salvation with someone that they can be saved and go to heaven when their time comes. I'm telling you, I mean, especially during this pandemic, I think I know at least, I mean, close and personal, at least 10 or 15 people who have passed away during this time. Not all from the COVID-19, but from other things. So this is a time where we want to be not getting ready, but on ready to be able to lead someone into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So God bless all of you. Praying that you'll have a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day, however the Lord is leading you to celebrate it. We'll be back on next Sunday at 11 right here on Get 'Em Radio. Call the same number. We plan on being here. Praise God, Lord willing. And 'cause, well, I guess next week is the end of the month. And we'll talk to you next week about what we're going to do. We just have a feeling that we'll be doing this online for a little while longer. Amen. Now, with Get 'Em Radio tomorrow, Bible study is at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Hallelujah. Wonderful Bible study. On Tuesday, we'll be praying in tongues. Praying in tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. God has met us there in an awesome way. And everything that's going on now is so wonderful and is so called for to pray in the Spirit. We don't know all that we need to pray for. So we need the Holy Ghost to pray through us. Hallelujah. So things will be taken care of. On Thursday, we'll be finishing up our mid-year review of 2020 prophecies. We have heard from the prophecies that our speakers got from the Lord at the beginning of the year, before COVID-19 hit, before there was deaths like there are now, before the shutting down of things and all of that, before George Floyd was killed. God talked to us back in January. So we're going back for a mid-year review, and I'm telling you, so far, this is going to be our fourth broadcast of our 2020 prophecy mid-year review. I'm telling you, the people of God, the prophets of God, were right on point with everything. And we're still getting a revelation even more about what the Lord said back in January. So please join us, and we praise God for you and look forward to you being with us again. Amen. Have a blessed day. Love you all. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Mom, closing us out in prayer.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. We now close.
Amen. Have a blessed day.